A new study conducted by Southern Cross University has found naturopathic medicine to be beneficial to a wide range of chronic illnesses. But starting next month, natural therapies, including naturopathy, will be excluded from the definition of private health insurance general treatment, meaning it will no longer receive the private health insurance rebate. Experts say this policy will make it difficult to further research the effectiveness of natural therapies. Nadine Silver investigates the evidence behind the research and also the legislation.
In January, the government announced their decision to exclude a number of natural therapies from the definition of private health insurance general treatment. This decision was influenced by a review conducted by the National Health and Medical Research Council. It found there was no clear evidence demonstrating the effectiveness of the excluded natural therapies. Professor Stephen Myers is one of the researchers of the Southern Cross University study, which proves naturopathic practices are beneficial to a wide range of chronic illnesses. Professor Myers has a few thoughts on the review that influenced this new legislation.
At best, they should be embarrassed by it.
Professor Myers says the NHMRC just looked for summary papers and concluded there was no evidence when they were unable to find simplified summaries of evidence. He says the study conducted by the Southern Cross University is the study that the NHMRC should have done.
So they concluded that there was no evidence for a range of therapies, and actually evidence does exist. Evidence exists for yoga, evidence exists for Tai Chi, evidence exists for Buteyko, evidence, obviously, which is what we've published on, exists for naturopathy.
Professor Myers says that when looking at natural therapies, the NHMRC also failed to consider tools of trade.
Yet in Western medicine, my Western medical colleagues would actually acknowledge that any paper that supports the benefit of a prescription drug or a surgical technique is evidence for the benefit of medicine. It's the evidence base which medicine practices on. So if it's okay for conventional medicine, why is it not okay for naturopaths to use their tools of trade and the evidence for their tools of trade as evidence for their clinical practice?
In conducting this study, Professor Myers is calling for a level playing field.
We can't have one set of evidence guidelines for what constitutes conventional medicine and a second set of evidence guidelines for complementary medicine where the bar is even higher. That's actually inappropriate. It's not objective. It's not scientific. And it's not rational.
Professor Myers hopes that people opposing natural therapies will root their arguments in scientific literature and not in the court of public opinion.
Because they're not furthering their cause. They're actually engaging in pseudoscience while they're trying to attack what they call pseudoscience.
Professor John Wardle, Associate Professor of Public Health at UTS, says that this new legislation is going to make it difficult to further research natural therapies. He says he has already lost multiple research products as a result of this change.
The way that the legislation is written, it actually isn't about the rebates at all. It's actually an exclusion from what they call being the compliance insurance product. So even if insurance is not paying for those services directly, no insured service or no insured organisation can essentially have any formal engagement, referral, interaction with these therapies. So you're not allowed to include them in clinical notes. You're not allowed to have formal referral processes for them.
Professor Wardle says that the same service cannot provide the same therapies in scenarios where you have formalised integration.
You know, for example, a rehabilitation service providing yoga as well as all the other services. If it's providing yoga, it'll no longer be eligible for private health insurance payments, even for those other services like physiotherapy or whatever under these changes.
According to Professor Wardle, these changes reflect lazy policymaking.
They just tried to, you know, do it the easiest way possible and didn't necessarily foresee these unintended consequences. And certainly our discussions with government is that they acknowledge that it's created all these issues and they're looking for a way to get around it, but they don't know how to do it.
These private health insurance reforms are essentially the biggest reforms to the private health sector in decades. Professor Wardle says the natural therapy component is a fraction of a much bigger reform package, and he thinks the government was just trying to save money, to give them an excuse for all the extra money they were pumping into other services.
You know, most countries have a system which is based on the ICD, which is the International Classification of Diseases, which basically means that, you know, in Germany, for example, you're allowed to pay for acupuncture for these conditions, but not for others. In Australia, we just aren't allowed to do that because of various parts of the Australian Constitution don't allow that to occur. So, you know, what we're left is with, you know, essentially an all or nothing approach. So you can either allow people to fund it for everything, or you just do a complete prohibition like they've done now. So there's no sort of nuance in, okay, Buteyko works for asthma, so, you know, we'll fund Buteyko if it's for an asthma management program, but nothing else. There's none of that. You know, that nuance can't be built into the legislation, unfortunately.
John Wardle, Associate Professor of Public Health at University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report by Nadine Silva.